Unit 8. Say it with flowers.
These days, it is very common for young men to give flowers to young women when they are in love. But this hasn't always been the custom. In the 1700s in Turkey, it was quite popular for people in love to secretly send each other baskets full of strange things. Usually, an old woman who sold flowers or fruit on the street left the basket beside the door of the person receiving it. These gift baskets included a variety of objects, such as flowers, stones, feathers, wax, and even charcoal. Each thing in the basket had a special meaning, and by figuring out the secret message contained in each item, the person who received the basket could determine the true feelings of the giver. This idea of sending gifts of love with secret meanings quickly spread to Germany, France, and England. However, over time, only sending flowers remained popular. A bunch of flowers told young ladies about the feelings in the hearts of young men. Each different flower had a different meaning. For example, the flowers from an orange tree meant, "You are beautiful and pure." Pink carnations meant, "My love for you is strong and great." Yellow roses, on the other hand, meant, "I saw you with someone else." Many flower dictionaries were made to help young people in love understand the meaning of the flowers they received. Not all of the dictionaries agreed, however, on the meaning of each flower, so a person had to watch out what flowers they chose to send. For example, depending on which dictionary you used and which color you gave, a young man's roses could mean, "I love you," "Love is dangerous," or even, "My love has decreased." By the 1880s, using flowers to send messages had fallen out of fashion, and the more direct way of sending love letters began. Today, flowers are still considered a lovely gift, but the meaning for each kind of flower has been lost.